Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will host two community budget meetings today as they work on finalizing the upcoming fiscal year budget. Today's meetings are at 1:30 and 6 p.m., and the Board will consider more than $4 million in supplemental budget requests from county departments. The final budget is expected to be adopted at the Board's June 25th meeting. The City of Eureka will hold two public meetings this week as city staff continue their work on the upcoming fiscal year budget. The city has focused on collecting public input, and this week's meetings continue that process, as City Manager Bill Panos explains.
On the 11th and 13th of this month, we're going to have community meetings so that the community can weigh in on this. And so we really try and gather as much data as we can and as much opinion as we can.
Eureka, like all other communities, is working back from a down economy, and Panos said it's going to be a long process.
I don't think we're going to see anything abrupt, see anything dramatic over the next few years. I think we're going to have a slow, long recovery, and I think that we should be prepared for that as we go forward.
The two meetings, scheduled for Tuesday and Thursday, begin at 5 p.m. in council chambers. On Saturday night, a Fortuna police officer managed to spot 18-year-old Stephanie Nelson walking on 12th Street and stopped and arrested Nelson, and she was booked into county jail on a child abandonment charge and a probation violation. Nelson is suspected of leaving her baby with neighbors on the 6th and then disappearing for 3 days while neighbors in her apartment complex attempted to care for the child. A 13-year-old finally called police to report that Nelson had not returned, and child welfare services were called in. Repeated attempts to contact Nelson were unsuccessful until she was seen on 12th Street. Two men and one store clerk were issued citations by Arcata police officers over the weekend as they conducted a minor decoy and shoulder tap operation to target those who would purchase or sell alcohol. 21-year-old San Francisco resident Justin Moe and 41-year-old John Dalkin of Ukiah were cited for purchasing alcohol for a minor decoy, and a clerk at Blondie's 420 was cited for selling alcohol to a minor. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect that they believe is responsible for two robberies and one grand theft over the past 2 months. On April 18th, a suspect stole three LED televisions from the Target in Eureka and fled in a small four-door red Nissan with a concealed license plate. He was described as a white male about 6 feet tall with medium build and brown hair. On April 26th, a suspect matching that description entered Hana Restaurant, ripped the cash register drawer from the register, and pushed and punched an employee in order to get away, upgrading the crime from theft to robbery. A similar incident occurred on May 11th when a suspect of the same description entered the 4th Street Subway shop in Eureka, ripped out the cash register drawer, and threatened to stab an employee as he fled. Anyone with information regarding the suspect is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood Retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to local waterways, the rivers, beaches, and lakes, and how they not only offer enjoyment for residents and visitors, but also affect the local economy with water-based recreation businesses. In communities in both California and Southern Oregon, knowing the rules before you go boating on local waterways is always important, as Sergeant Brian Quinnell of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office explains.
In all navigable waterways, you have to fall under the California Boating and Waterways rules and regulations. And, you know, most of it's common sense.
Quinnell went on to point out that safety is everybody's business.
We want everybody to go out and enjoy the waterways, whether you're using it to raft down the rapids or you're drifting down in your drift boat. It's important that, you know, everybody work well together and understand that we have to share the limited resources that we have here.
As the weather warms up, more and more people will be out looking for a place to cool off. But be careful, pay attention to the rules, and have a good time. And that's our community news. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.